This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. The legislature is considering a constitutional amendment that would make the attorney general an elected office instead of appointed. As head of the Department of Law, the attorney general defends the state in court and makes recommendations on the constitutionality of statutes, regulations, and even citizens' initiatives. During a hearing yesterday, State Affairs Committee members questioned whether the change would lead to conflict between the Office of the Attorney General and the Governor or make the AG's position overtly political. Bill sponsor Chugach Republican Representative Bill Stoltz says the change would not make the position more political, but would change who is playing politics. He says it would make the Attorney General more accountable to the people of Alaska. Because it's a constitutional amendment, the measure needs two-thirds approval from the legislature and a majority vote of Alaska citizens. A report shows that Alaska's students lag behind the national average when it comes to scoring well on advanced placement exams. Yesterday's report from the College Board shows nearly 15% of Alaska seniors scored high enough to earn college credit. The national average was about 20%. Spending on construction projects in Alaska is expected to increase this year, according to the University of Alaska's Institute of Social and Economic Research. KDLG's Mike Mason has the details.
The 2014 construction spending forecast was put together by the ICER researchers for the Associated General Contractors of Alaska. The researchers believe that construction spending in both the private and public sectors will top about $9.2 billion this year. That's up 18% compared to last year's spending level. ICER notes that most of the growth in the private construction spending will come from the oil and gas industry. The forecast is that the private sector will spend over $4.2 billion this year on construction projects. That's up 33% compared to 2013. According to the forecast, ConocoPhillips is scheduled to do quite a bit of exploratory drilling this year, including developing the large CD5 satellite, while BP has announced an expanded capital program this year that includes well workovers in the Prudhoe Bay field. The other major oil company, ExxonMobil, is expected to continue the work developing the Point Thompson field. The forecast also outlines the exploratory and development work planned for this year by several smaller oil and gas companies, including Eni, Pioneer, Brooks Range Petroleum, Repsol, and Link Petroleum. The recent uptick in activity in Cook Inlet is expected to continue. The forecast notes that Hillcorp, which recently purchased the assets of Chevron and Unocal, plans to drill about 10 new wells this year. Other companies expected to be active this year in Cook Inlet include Buccaneer, Fury, and Cook Inlet Energy. While construction spending by oil and gas companies is expected to be up this year, spending by mining companies is expected to be down, with a forecasted total of $205 million. The researchers with ICER suggest that the drop in the price of gold is one of the reasons for the drop in spending. The forecast notes that spending for drilling and other site work will be down at the Donlin Creek, Pebble, and Livengood projects. The forecast anticipates that spending by seafood processing companies will be significant, with about $60 million in expected spending this year on two seafood processing plants in Naknek. Construction spending on hospitals and healthcare infrastructure is expected to be similar to last year's level, with the largest planned project at the Alaska Native Medical Center in Anchorage. That project will include residential housing and a new parking garage. Public spending on highways and roads is forecasted to be about $765 million this year. That includes the Wood River Bridge to connect the north and south shores of Alegnagek. Public spending on airports, ports, and harbors is forecasted to be about $425 million. Spending on construction projects associated with education is forecasted at $477 million. That includes the construction of a new school in Kilignik, which is expected to be largely completed this year. Construction will also get underway this year for the school in Quinnahock. The 2014 construction forecast also points out that the Coast Guard will be building a new hangar at Cold Bay, along with new housing on Kodiak Island. The construction industry in Alaska is a major player in the overall economy, with well over 16,000 official employees. However, the recently released forecast notes there are an unknown number of hidden construction workers that work in other industries like oil and gas, mining, utilities, and government. There are also an estimated 9,000 self-employed construction workers. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.
This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.